that we're going off the tee and approach like a normal week. I mean, those are always kind of key to bake into there. But then strokes gained around the green and or scrambling you can look at, because I kind of look back at like Lowry's win, and the top three finishers were Lowry, Fleetwood, and Finau, and all three guys finished in the top four in scrambling that week. So not every guy is going to be hitting every green in regulation. People are going to have to get up and down from around the greens. I'm also looking at ball striking, and then for the purpose of the course at Royal St. George's this week, par four scoring from 400 to 450 yards. There's actually eight holes that fall into that range. And then par three scoring from 225 yards and out. There's two of three par threes from there. And those are just tough holes. I mean, you get a couple of par threes that reach about 240 yards. That's a bomb. So, I mean, those are going to be holes that par is going to be tough to come by, and they're going to be pretty important this week.
Yeah, the 15th time the Open has been at Royal St. George this week. It is going to be challenging for some golfers. Let's bring up the odds here. John Rahm is like by far the biggest favorite here at 8-1. I know there's been some names who have dropped out here over the past few days, but Rahm is, I don't know if there's anybody, Dom, who's in better form right now than Rahm. 8-1, Brooks Koepka 18-1, Schauffele 18-1. McIlroy, Spieth 19-1. I kind of like Spieth. I'm interested in him a little bit. Yeah. I think, you know, his putter's been pretty hot. JT, I think I just read that he ditched a putter and went to a new putter. He's 20-1. We have DJ at 22, Hovland 25, Oosthuizen, who may have the hottest putter in the game these days, 28-1, and then Cantlay 30-1. Talk to me about Rahm though. Like, how impressive? This guy should have like three straight W's.
Yeah, like you said, at the very top, he's the clear and obvious favorite, and it's really hard to ignore. Like, I don't usually like betting the outright favorite, especially when it's this heavy, but the way Rahm's been playing, it's almost hard to fade the guy. I mean, his worst finish at a major this year is a T8 at the PGA Championship, which is insane for three majors. He did play last week at the Scottish Open, finished solo seventh. I'm not weighing a whole lot into that, but at least the form is there. He was playing well as of late. And yeah, the numbers, it's hard to ignore. It really is the way he's playing.
What do you think about Spieth? He won in 2017. What do you think about his game right now heading into this weekend?
Shorter course here at Royal St. George's for the most part, like in terms of what they've been playing as of late. So that always plays into Spieth's favor. And then, yeah, short game and putting right up his alley. And he's also had a great record at the Open Championship. Even in 2019, when his form wasn't the best, he still was able to turn in a pretty good finish. So Jordan Spieth is live here, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we'll bring up a couple of your picks in the next segment. You actually have a couple that are not on this board, but if there was one here that you like that you may have some exposure to from a FanDuel standpoint, from a DFS standpoint, who do you think it would be? Who would you pick?
Honestly, I think I'm going Rahm. It's just because, like,
yeah,
FanDuel, DraftKings, the soft pricing in these fields that are super strong, like a major, it's easy to get to. So some weeks you can't really get up there because you want to build a little bit balanced. But at the same time, you're getting Rahm at 11,000, 12,000 plus on FanDuel and DraftKings for DFS. And it's easy to get down and get some values down there to kind of make it work. So I do like Rahm kind of a lot more than these other guys. And another guy would kind of be Justin Thomas. It seems like he's a little bit underpriced in my opinion. Another guy that had a decent week at the Scottish Open a week ago. So those are the two guys that I would be looking at in this range.
Who are some of those values that you say that you like that you could pair up with Rahm?
A couple values I'm going to drop just a little bit down, but Tyrell Hatton and Paul Casey, a couple Englishmen, they've caught my eye very early. Tyrell Hatton's just a guy with plenty of links experience. He did a majority of his work on the European Tour before becoming a household name on the PGA Tour, and his Open Championship record really shows that he's had a T6 or better finish at the Open Championship in two of his last four. So I do like Hatton a lot. And then Casey is a guy that on FTN Daily, FTN Bets, every live stream we do, it's a guy that we keep saying, like, he's just underpriced. And it just, he has failed to really let us down. 14 worldwide events this year. He's missed one cut. He had a win early on the European Tour this season, and then seven additional top 10. So it's really hard to ignore that type of form.
Yeah, both of these guys 30-1. It feels like Casey's always hanging around. Like he, I mean, maybe on Sundays something happens to him and he doesn't get the W, but don't you feel like he's, I mean, to your point with some of the statistics that you just alluded to, it does feel like he's not a safe bet, but a guy that does maybe safe
He'll
bet is
be there.
correct. Yeah, he just always seems to be hanging around and being there. And for you guys, hang around. We're going to talk more PGA here next. Don't go anywhere. Mean Streets continues on Game Plus Network. Let's dig a little bit deeper here because it does seem like this is a weekend where we could maybe take some long shots here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to start it off at Lucas Herbert is 90-1. So not a very popular name on the PGA Tour. The 25-year-old Australian who does a majority of his work on the European Tour. He's actually, after a T4 finish at the Scottish Open this past week, pushed himself inside the official world golf rankings top 50 for the first time in his young career. He actually has four straight top 20 finishes worldwide, two of which were on the PGA Tour. And he actually ranks third on the European Tour this year on strokes gained off the tee, which we mentioned in the last segment is one of the stats that I'll be looking at this week. So Lucas Herbert is coming off a win at the Irish Open just a few weeks back as well. So he's rounding into pretty good form, and 90-1 is a pretty good number here.
90-1 is a really good number. Yeah. Can you dig deeper than that? Or is that that's as deep as you'll go? 90.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of look at Keegan Bradley, and I'm not a guy that plays a whole lot of Keegan Bradley, but I saw the number at 130-1. He's actually got three top 20s at the US or at the Open Championship in his past six starts. He's gained strokes off the tee in six straight events, even though he hasn't made the cut in all of them. So that's one thing that I always like to see. The last time we saw him was actually the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, where he finished T14. Some of the stats, if you look a little deeper, he led the field in strokes gained tee to green, was fourth in approach, and fifth in bogey avoidance. And he's really been solid in bogey avoidance all year long, especially as of late, which everyone knows is huge at the Open Championship and just about all majors. So Keegan Bradley's on my radar as well.